Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
MDU. Boom, boom. Seize the world. We are on the streets. We are on the air. We are everywhere. Now, Saul.
Yeah.
Back in my day, matric results used to get released in a newspaper. They would come out in December. And whether you liked it or not, everybody would be able to tell what your marks were.
Well, I mean, if you got a distinction or whatever.
Yeah, or you're going to varsity or an exemption, they call it.
Yeah.
I saw nothing wrong with that. It was in fact, we were excited to see our names in the paper. And it's just how things used to roll back then. However, these days, it doesn't happen that way. These days, they wait until the beginning of the year, which will probably be today. Mm-hmm. And the minister releases the marks. And, you go obviously to school and get your certificate. And because there's now a long wait, there's somebody who saw an opportunity in this. A great opportunity, might I add. They're like, well, if you give us $100 and subscribe to our website, we'll get you your marks early.
Whoa, and this is not the government, a department, not it's the private. Government,
yeah. And it turns out that the marks that they do publish are relatively accurate.
Whoa.
97% accurate.
We'll see.
How do they access the results early before everybody else?
Now you're asking questions I cannot answer. But I'm asking you, would you pay for that service? I would. I definitely want to get my marks early.
Nah, we all know the weight, you know, and how it feels. Sometimes anxiety really kicks in, the stress. So definitely I would. As a student, I see the value because I don't want to wait. I just want to get it over and done with fast.
Yeah. But I really don't understand why. You know, every time that the government shows its ineptitude, then they give space to the private sector to profit off of things that they should be doing for free. This should be done for free. Now people have to pay $100. Just like, for example, going to Department of Home Affairs and getting speedily service should be done for free. Now you got to pay for fast track.
My thinking,
healthcare, exactly the same thing. Security, exactly the same thing. We already pay taxes. It's like a double taxation. You were saying your thinking?
Yeah, that there's probably a mole within the department who's helping this company. I mean, it's been now exposed. It's Edumarks, that's selling matric results for 100 rand. But also something very interesting that our own reporter, Peter Molemani, said now in the 7 o'clock bulletin, that he's attending the Umalusi briefing, which is the only assessment body that is not verified but qualified to pronounce on the matric results. So the question now is, with all those who've already paid those 100 rands for their results, and then now we're still waiting for Umalusi to make the pronouncement before the Department of Education goes and makes the announcement, what is at play here?
Okay, so it makes a difference. I know what you're asking. What's the consequence, right? You pay, you get your results beforehand, but you can't use them anywhere. Well, I'd like to know that I passed, and then I know what I can apply for example, when I go. Because you find, for example, if you want to go to engineering, Saul will tell you also, there's minimum requirements. You need to get at least 60 for maths on higher grade, etc. and so on. Now, if you don't know what your marks are, you're just waiting. Then you got a second option because you go, okay, fine, in case I don't make it for this, then let me apply for, I don't know, computer programming or whatever. Now, if you already know what your marks are, you wait and you relax because, you know, it's when they come out, I've got the certification. But I already know that I passed. And $100, yes, for some people, maybe a lot of money, but for others, maybe not so much. But it's worth the peace of mind.
It shows it's illegal because now the website has been disabled, because then people started asking questions. Education activist Hendrik Makaneta, Yusuf Abramji on Twitter, tagging the department. We even asked our reporters now to put the questions to the department and get answers.
But like,
are you aware of this?
Nani, guys, you can't enjoy a good thing in secret.
They have been enjoying it because it's been going on since 2022. And my thing is, it then, for me, it brings the integrity of the whole department and the examination into disrepute. Because if the results were for sale, then what else has been for sale?
Why are we doing what we're doing today?
Yes, and what else has been for sale that maybe hasn't been exposed?
Guys, if the integrity, if papers can leak, what are marks? What are marks? If papers can leak. Also, you know that marks get adjudicated, ain't it? And then they get released. So they go through various hands before they get, well, back in the day, it would have been printed in the papers. Now they don't get printed. But they go through different different hands and different people. Mina, I understand why people want to get their hands on marks early. And actually, the government is to blame because they made this thing so strenuous. So they're to blame.
And also, what happened to the Poppy Act? This Poppy Act, because it seems like it's always just gets ignored. I mean, these are private. This is private data and information of students and their results. Why is it being sold to a third party just like that?
Just days ago, the High Court itself set aside or threw out that case.
Yes.
That was brought by the information regulator where they were like, no, no, hold on. You need to actually get permission from students before you can release such results.
The Poppy Act, don't even tell me. We get calls every day. Every day from telesales people.
Bro.
So, Jay, how do they get all the information?
Into Kala, unom Poppy, this act.
Welcome back, gents. Ama results be kezi nje kukhona umuntu owakhipha early. Mina 2006 mangisha matric, a day before ama results aphuma thina bese siphethe i newspaper ngathi ngizihambela nje kasi ngabona idladla ligcwele ngezwa kuthiwa hayi kunephepha lapha mawufuna ukubona ama results ngena ngangena namajita wami sasibheke ephepheni following day nje mawaphuma bese sicava ukuthi siphasile.
Yeah, that used to happen back in the day as well. So basically, that's called an embargo, right? When you release something and then you tell people, do not disseminate this information until such a date. Now, as you can imagine, to print a newspaper doesn't happen overnight. So you need to give them access to those results beforehand so that they could print and then they'll distribute to the papers and take them where they need to be. So maybe let's say a day or two in advance. There were some papers that would print early because they wanted to, take advantage of the sale, right? Because if you are the one, for example, that has the results before everybody else, then people are going to buy your newspaper.
Sell the most papers, yeah.
Yeah. So Africa, back in KZN, would do that, Angazi. But yes, that is something that would sometimes happen. These days, things are digital. And in the digital age, everything leaks, including music.
Yeah, it's difficult, especially when things pass different hands. You know, it's very difficult, man, to keep things in check and locked away.
Yeah, but the $100, the people now, I'm feeling bad for the people that paid $100 and now the website is down. Because you paid, but you're not going to get access to any results now.
Yeah, but sometimes, if you know you're born, it's shady. The fact that these results are available by a third party, it's almost illegal. So you can't really... Like, if you want to engage in illegal activities, be ready for anything. And you can't even complain through legal channels because the whole thing was just illegal.
No, we agree. It's not right. But I'm saying the reason why students are forced into situations is because the government keeps dragging their feet. I've also heard no good reason why results get delayed. What I heard, and I don't know if this is still fact, was that they didn't want students to be depressed during Christmas time because results would come out before then, and then those that have failed would obviously feel bad.
But didn't we used to get them long
way before?
Also, more failing to fail.
Exactly. Doesn't matter if you find out later. Whether you get them in the new year or not. Yeah. I mean, really.
Then there was also another reason, and the reason was the high suicide rate. Students were killing themselves when the results are coming out and they were negative.
Does it not slightly disadvantage those who might need to pivot and make another plan for the following year?
Disadvantages everybody.
Yeah.
Because secondary school, imagine 3 days.
Yes.
You thought you were going to varsity. Hey,
you're
going back to school.
Yeah.
Hello? She's in a uniform. Roman metric, you get your shirt signed.
Yeah,
you know?
of course.
Imagine coming back now.
And you cut off the sleeves.
Hey, seize the world. Welcome back, guys. Sol, Dlomo. Hayi namshiya shemu umpho nomsebenzi ongaka. Hayi mara beka uphethe kahle. Le ama newspaper abafithi mina my late uncle beka sebenza at the publication company. So hayi bengazi ukuthi na before our time bekukhona abantu abazayo bazofuna ama newspaper like a day before. Abagaya shemazi angana stress. May his soul rest in peace, God.
Mm. Let's not forget that even the universities get these results early. So a lot of people who work in admission in universities get results quite early, and then some leak them. I have an aunt who works there, and she once leaked results for me and told me if I passed or not and if I'm accepted or not. So yeah, I think they've been there, but paying $100, I'd rather wait.
It was very exciting to get your results on a newspaper back in the day. I matriculated in 2006. I got my results in Jan through my friend. I called my friend because at that time I didn't have the newspaper. I was actually coming back from a trip with my parents. We were outside the country, and then called him, told me like, hey man, hey, you passed this and that, because we could see each other's details on the newspaper. So yeah, it was very exciting, man. Very, very beautiful. I don't know what's going on now.
Yeah. So here's the thing here's the thing about results being released publicly. So sometimes you get a call from somebody else. You just get like congratulations messages.
Yay.
Mina, that's what happened to me. I was just chilling. Then, congratulations, congratulations. Then I was like, I should say Khalil. To be honest though, I knew there was no way I could have failed Geminang. But what I thought could have happened is, what if they mix up your marks with somebody else? And my reasoning, I was such a kid. I was like, okay, so let's say somebody, because you don't put your name down, you put a student number down. And it's,
oh, yes.
Yeah, so you get an exam number, you put that down. And I was like, what if somebody makes a mistake and then they put my student number down? Because obviously this person's not that smart. And because they're not that smart, their marks are going to be dismal. Then they print those results. And by the time I fix the error, it's too late. Everybody thinks I failed. So that's what I was stressed about. Oh, boy. Anyway, thank goodness none of that happened.
I matriculated in 2010. So there was an SMS system where you SMS your ID and student number and you'd get your results. But also, I got my results like 2 days before because my cousin's friend worked at a printing company. So... or a day before, rather. So I got my results and my friend, and by the time they came out, we already knew what or where we were standing.
Already celebrating.
I mean, I matriculated in 2009, and at this card, there was this number, SMS student number, Sako Guyo. And then they will send you my matric results 2 days before I pull my paper. So I did that. Mina had my results before abanye bawathola, and I remember very well. I think angeni SMS yakhona angeni ebusuku ngilele angizwanga. I woke up mangithi ngicheck iphone kune SMS mangithi ithi passed. Ndibe ngijabule yona laba ngaleso sikhathi abantu basasele amala ngokubalinda iphepha. Dali yenzeka this thing, just that shoot besingayinaki benganako.
Yeah, and to be quite honest, my results, let's go back to taking them out before December. Nonsense, this thing of people waiting until Jan, no man. Let's just go back.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.